All right. We seem to be live, which is a good thing. Sure. I just moved the mouse over. So I had this keyboard on this side, put the mouse on this side. That way, I can control the mixer while moving the mouse. That's pretty cool. Let's see, you have 255 kilobits per second in Ninja Radio. Let me turn on the archive. Archive is running. Oh, wait. Yeah, I need to get this thing going. Things. Sorry, I haven't, like, really gotten things ready here. So, see, I'm doing mix. Recording NJ Radio, recording NJ Low, mount point. That's pretty cool. Let's close all windows. Close all windows. And what the hell is that? Okay, I'm gonna move this over here. Pin task board. Okay. Oops. So let's see. Options. Enable live broadcasting. It's going. Oh, yeah. 52 minutes past the hour, so try to get the things here before things fall too far behind. Let's see. You have a copy of Edcast here. 96. So it should be okay for Radio Free New Jersey. Was there a Thanksgiving song that we did? I'm not even sure. Let's see. Why? Podcast. We're probably going to go long today. Just saying. It's Christmas, so we could do that. Down. Yeah, this is a noisy. Anyway, I think we should. One of the live broadcasting connections raised their error of connection source connection to. Okay, that's the problem. Let's do this again. Enable. There we go. Yay! Okay. Let's get things started. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is only one thing I want. I don't care about the presents. I need to find a tree. I don't need to hang my stockings. I just have to take a dump. Santa Claus won't make me happy unless he says that Bruce is gay. I just want to sit on the throne. I want to be there on my own. Make my wish come true. Oh, all I want for Christmas is poo. I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just have to excrete. There's only one thing I need that would make things complete. I don't need to hang my stocking. I just have to take a dump. The Christmas school will be excellent as long as it's nice and plump. I just want to sit on the throne. I want to be there on my own. What else can I do? All I want for Christmas is poo. I won't ask for much for Christmas. I won't even ask for GT. There won't be any fiber tablets under the Christmas tree. I won't make a list and send it all the way to the North Pole. But for now, I will sit around the toilet bowl. This is all I'm asking for. Did you know Bruce Woody Taylor is a great big man whore? I just want to be regular, 1 p.m. per day, of course. Make my wish come true. Oh, all I want for Christmas is poop. All I want for Christmas is food. All I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is food. All I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is food.
Lost 25-4.
such a grim outlook. Players hurt from dirty looks. DeGrom cannot get a win. Mets fans take it on the chin. Watching them, I do abhor. The Mets lost 25-4.
Cruel to doors, she smashed them and did the same to a keyboard that she had. That was back then, she might do it again, cause she happens to get really mad. I guess you should know that she writes letters, she's writing letters just for Blair. Yes, I admit, she's writing letters, a stamp died, so that she could share. Writing all those letters all the time, she's writing letters all the time. Letters all the time.
Letters.
Writing all those letters all the time.
Just the microphone, by the way. And adjust it here. Mic handling. Yes, this is the next show for Tuesday, November 26th, 2024. The last show of November. Welcome back, November. Yes, and I think next week I'm going to change my name to Knox Cooley. But yeah, I changed my name to Roger Lococo. But anyway, what's happened this week? Well, first of all, like, I looked on Amazon and Scott Horton had released a new book. I think there's actually a website for this book. Let me see. Oh, here. Provoke Scott Horton. Here we go. Provoked. How Washington started the new Cold War with Russia and the catastrophe in Ukraine. Yeah, released in time for Thanksgiving. So I'm gonna read that. And also they've like Scott Horton was on a part of the problem with David Smith. So I'm gonna watch that later on. So what else to do? Oh yeah, I got the SD card for that I'm gonna be like the engine of my website. So I have that. I'm gonna copy I'm gonna copy Grasby and all good. And I'm probably gonna like because like I see little reason to have an FTP server at this point. Probably we could run a web server hosting the files for the show. So we'll do that. At this point, I'm probably going to have to order a Raspberry Pi. So yeah, I'm gonna have to buy a new Raspberry Pi and do it that way. So what else? Oh yeah, I took my car to get inspected, and what I found is that like when I got up to like 50 miles an hour and I tapped the brakes, it was like running over a washboard. So it looks like I'm gonna have to replace the brakes on this car. Hopefully it's just the brake pads, not the rotors. But there's that. So, I went and ordered some brake pads on Amazon. Let's see. Arriving Friday, AC Delco Silver Ceramics Front Disc Brake Pad Set. And then I found out that, wait, did I have, like, a set of brake pads from last time I changed the brakes? And I looked, and yes, I have a set of brakes. What happened was I went on eBay Motors, and looked at the brake pads, and I ordered one because it was cheapest. I went and they were the cheapest brake pads, so I was like, wait a second, why am I doing this? Why don't I just order AC Delco? You know, reputable brand, so I did that. So I didn't use the cheap brake pads. I used AC Delco. So yeah. Oh yeah. Wait, I need to insert the playlist here. Let's do this. There. Okay. So yeah, I probably will go a little bit longer today, just because like I haven't really decided what I'm gonna do for this show, so I'm probably gonna do like I'm gonna play Arlo Guthrie Alice's Restaurant, probably the 1997 version. So there, we're gonna do that. And what else? Oh, yeah, we have a This Day in Music. Also, New Music Express. New Kim Deal album. What else? Mandatory Mail. Even more Thanksgiving songs. And some Christmas songs. So we'll have that. But anyway, we had to start the intro to the show. 15 minutes past the hour. Wow. Anyway, here's the intro.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops are
coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was having problems adjusting to his clone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
And you can thank Michael Shelley for this opening song. He played this song on a show on WFMU, so I listened to it, and this prompted me to say, ah, this is a good song. I should play this on my show. So anyway, I did. I am, well, yeah, I'm doing it now.
Girl on the fourth or fifth floor, buzz at reception.
I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah, I would have been remiss if I didn't play that. Yes, that was the Paley Brothers. And Come Out and Play. And, we reached back to the compilation album, the complete recordings for that. Yeah, though that was released in the late 70s. In fact, I think it was probably like 1976. Paley Brothers trying to play, yeah, 1976 when that came out. No, actually, no. The CD album came out in 78. So, yeah, the reason why we're playing that is because Andy Paley, Brian Wilson collaborator, SpongeBob composer, and veteran producer, dies at the age of 72. So, yeah, so rest in peace. Andy Paley. And before that, we heard The Motors and Dancing the Night Away from One. Originally released in 1977, but that was from the 2006 remaster. We heard The Toms and Look the Other Way from Simplicity. Released in 2006. We heard Sparkle Jets UK and their cover version of the Archies' Sunshine from the compilation album We All Shine On, celebrating the music of 1970, released in 2022. And we started things off with the DBs and Ask for Jill from Repercussion, released on IRS Records in 1982. So, yeah, that's our set of music there. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us channel Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Substitute a zero for the O. For playlists and show archives, you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, actually, it's 38 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the This Day in Music set before we fall too far behind. Let's see. Oh, I got... Let me move things to the center here. Move this here. Move this here. And so cue the intro here.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
Yeah, This Day in Music. And today, we're commemorating the anniversary of... What is it? The anniversary of Cream... We played their farewell concert at Royal Albert Hall, London. Also on the bill were Yes and Taste. The concert was filmed with and releases Cream's farewell concert, which has often been criticized for both his mediocre sound and visual effects. We're not going to play a song off of that. We're going to play a song from the farewell tour in 1968. So anyway, here's Cream and White Room, live version. On the next show, This Day in Music.
by the station. Backroom country, no gold pavement.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those things are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I'm in time. Looking for a kiss. Looking for a kiss. Looking for a kid.
United States calling. Are we reaching?
Something I haven't done in a long time. I was unprepared and I didn't cue the music. Sorry about that. Okay, yeah, anyway, that was a 10cc and I'm Not in Love. Released in 1976, I think. But that was from the compilation album Have a Nice Decade, the 70s Pop Culture Box. And that's commemorated the fact that today, let's see, on this day in 1976, Kevin Godley left, and Lyle Cream left 10cc to work as a duo on concert and other projects, including developing the Gizmo, a device used to make new orchestral sounds on a guitar. And before that we heard the Eagles and Get Over It from Hell Freezes Over, and that's commemorating the fact that on November 26th, 1994, the Eagles started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Hell Freezes Over. The album name is a reference to a quote by Don Henley after the band's breakup in 1980. And before that, we heard Pink Floyd and Young Lust from The Wall, released in 1979. That was from the 1994 remaster. That's according to the fact that on this day, November 26, 1988, Russian cosmonauts aboard Soyuz 7 took into space a cassette copy, minus the cassette box for weight reasons, of the latest Pink Floyd album, Delicate Sound of Thunder, and played in orbit, making Pink Floyd the first rock band to be played in space. Before that, we heard the Flaming Groovies and their version of Ike and Tina Turner's River Deep Mountain High from the compilation album Groovies. Groovies Greatest Grooves. That's according to the fact that today is the birthday of Tina Turner, born on this day, November 26th, 1939, so she would be 85 years old today. Um, She's not celebrating a birthday, though, because she's no longer with us. Turner died on May 24th, 2023, following a long illness, including cancer, strokes, and kidney failure. Before that, we heard... Over here. We heard New York Dolls and Looking for a Kiss, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the anniversary of New York Dolls making their live UK debut at Bilba's Rainbow Room in London. The American band formed in 1971 and influenced the look of many new wave in 1980s era glam metal groups. November 26, 1973, and they started things off with Cream and White Room live at Oakland Coliseum Arena. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the anniversary of Cream playing their farewell concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London. So anyway, that's our This Day in Music. Kind of impromptu, but that's a set of music that I played. Oh, it's 7 minutes past the hour, so we'll probably get to the top of the IRCs before we fall too far behind. You can join us in the IRC at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at Sixes Record. I just gave the URL for the old site. You can join us on the web at thenextshow.com for playlists and show archives. The archives will be up almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be up there for about a day or so. So, yeah, I've been pretty good at getting them updated within, like, 24 hours. And anyway, amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of the next show. And we'll be back with hour number two featuring Theme Time. And what is it? Oh, we're going to have a New Music Express. We'll have that. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The next show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio!
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts. Talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing. Too much heavy metal. Too much music you've never heard before. Too many long, boring economic lectures. Well, my friends, and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Gosh, believe the greater to the better. This is Spiro, and we're helping out small businesses to get customized and flexible merchant cash advances within, you know, which can be approved within 24 hours. Our process is very simple, Paul, and it's paperless. So all you have to do is just fill out a one-page online application and verification.
Where's my money?
So if you can advance to you, you're...
Silent Cream, Nori Boy. Where's my money? I need my refund.
What do you mean?
Where's my
what
money?
Do you mean refund?
I deserve the refund.
Paul, this is the first. Excuse me?
I said, I need my refund.
You did not purchase any.
Where's my money?
From us for offering you a merchant cash advance.
Save a brainer.
You know what, Paul? Paul, go
bleep
yourself.
Thank you.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Hey, if you're not doing anything on Wednesday night, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Ritchie at 6 p.m. Central on the RFD Network.
Many great record companies have their origins in the vision of one extraordinary person. None more so than Decca with Sir Edward Lewis. Born in 1900 in Derby, Lewis was a successful stockbroker with a long-held ambition to bring music to the masses. And in 1928, his firm became involved in the financing of the Decca Gramophone Company Limited. With Sir Edward Lewis now at the helm, the company issued its first discs in the summer of 1929 and launched with the slogan, "Every Decca artiste is one of the best." Issuing popular discs by dance bands and singing stars, as well as recording and releasing acclaimed classical albums. Lewis also opened a branch of Decca in America, which revolutionized the U.S. music business with the signing of superstars such as Bing Crosby and Judy Garland.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming.
Edward Lewis's desire that Decca was at the forefront of technological advances ensured that some of the finest classical recordings of all time have been made. And it is a tribute to his original vision that Decca is still recording and issuing music in its 90th year.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show. So join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
And now it's theme time on the next show.
Find excuses and complain, always.
upon which she said, na 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 na.
what am I gonna do this Wednesday when my girl comes over? Will I be disappointed this Thursday? Will I have to call Orville Stover?